We have Isabel, Kimberly, Andrew, Jorge of the city, and Dr. Cumbia.
Why does he call me Jorge of the city?
Because there's a George of the jungle, which you are not. You are Jorge, you're George of the city. You asked, you got it.
Wow, but it's okay, so that's nice. Which city, though?
Santo Domingo.
Okay. No. It's well, okay. That's...
You're not from Santo Domingo?
No.
Oh, okay. Which city are you from?
Ocoa.
Yeah. There you go. We just listened to Lido Pimienta, originally from Colombia, but she resides in Toronto or Ontario mainly. We listened to the song Fornicarte es un arte, which features Melody McKeever. And I guess translation, well, the literal translation is, it's an art to fornicate you. Literally. I didn't wrote it. Lido did. This is from her 2016 Juno Award-winning album, La Papesa. Before that, we listened to Soda Stereo from Argentina. We listened to the song Un Misil en Mi Placard, which will be... Placard is like a little closet. So it will be like a missile in my closet, literally, again. From their debut album, Soda Stereo, from 1984. And we started the set with Our Brothers from Another Mother, Kawama, a band from Vancouver. We listened to the song Fourth Dimension, which is part of their 2016 album, Sea Sick. And that was the set. And our little guests, beautiful guests, have not come up with a song to play. So that's why we're staying with the scheduled programming. As of now, we shall see.
I have something to say of that.
Yes.
The Kawama. And they're from, what you said, they're from here, from Vancouver?
Yes, the band is from Vancouver. Uh-huh. The Miron brothers are from Mexico City, which guitar.
Maybe they should have thought of something. You're saying a name like the Cocanis or something. What do you mean, Kawama?
Well, it's misspelled. I don't know if you have read their name. So instead of, I guess, so that English speakers could pronounce it properly, uh-huh, because the original spelling is C-A-G-U-A-M-A.
Uh-huh. And they spell it with a K?
With a W.
With a W.
So that English-speaking people would pronounce it as Kawamas. Anyway. Uh-huh.
But if they're going to do that, they should start with the first one. They should have started with a K. Kawama.
With a K?
Yeah.
Well, and then now we're going to translate it to Russian or something.
We have to contact these guys and, you know, give
yes,
them a little bit.
Contact the brothers Miron and tell them your beautiful feedback about their band's name.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
I'm sure Rob and Tino will love it. Love it.
Most probably. Sure, why not? Good ideas.
Yes, thank you.
They should always be welcome.
Yeah.
They're gonna sue us
from yes, defamation. Another one. Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah. And then we get another band that says "Hace Kawama con K."
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we should start like an apocryph. Do you have that in English? Like a fake band, you know, with different spelling, and we sing cumbias from Selena, and Kimberly can sing.
Yes, she can dance.
Right? Yes. You will be a good singer of cumbias.
Whatever that is.
Cumbia is like a sister, like a cousin of a salsa.
Well, I can make a suggestion. Why don't you play the Listón Azul by Los Ángeles Azules?
Actually, I have to play Mis Sentimientos because that's my favorite one. Well, are you okay with that?
But you can also play the other one. That's a pretty cool one, I think.
Well, let's fight about it. Right. Let's do a thumb fight.
Let's do it.
Let's do a thumb
Who
fight
votes
about
for
it.
What?
That's fine. We can play one on the happy hour and another one on Yuka Stereo. That is fine. Sure, yeah. We'll Beautiful. Play that. But we all have to dance if we play Ángeles Azules. Deal. Okay, there you go. You have no option, guests. You have to dance.
I guess we're dancing.
and somebody that doesn't know, the lesson is will be for free.
While we're dancing, can we turn off the lights?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
And then we can blind ourselves. And let's see who we end up dancing with.
So we don't have to see it.
Exactly, yes. Our beautiful moves.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end up dancing like Jorge and I, Mario and Andrew, and then Kimberly and Isabel. That's going to be how we're going to end up. Anyway. I think it's time for more music since, you know, nobody's bringing a subject or anything. And we have been chatting for 5 minutes without saying anything, so...
Well, that's the subject.
Precisely. Yeah, that's the purpose of Dr. Mysterio's happy hour.
Exactly.
Meaninglessness.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a word, right?
So,
My words are big.
Yeah.
Like my belly.
Yeah, it's if you remember, I mean, I don't know if you're old enough or young enough. The show Jerry Seinfeld. They said it was a show about nothing. So here we go.
This has a conversation about nothing. I'm not copying the idea. Okay, this is just a coincidence in the universe.
Another suit.
Jesus, it's 2 in 5 minutes. Okay, we're gonna go to music right now. Otherwise, I'm gonna go to jail. We'll be right back. 90.1 FM CJSF, Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour.
Just enjoy this shape that we're in, because we lack the set discipline. Leave a wide stretch of room to forgive these daily sins, imperfect skin. Just a past replayed in mashup, new costumes, faces, makeup. You, it was me, it was hard. hard to explain. It was everything. It was space. It was length. Between what we would say, what we would mean.
No, nothing. podrías acercarte un poco más, podrías delirarte un poco más, podrías desnudarte un poco más, podrías arriesgarte alguna vez, podrías disociarte alguna vez, podrías excitarte.
Sorry again for the little long intro, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. Welcome back to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour with your humble host, El Dr. Mysterio. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from traditional and unceded Coast Salish territory and its waterways. CJSF, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. And we're still enjoying this beautiful Sunday evening, as I hope you are as well, with our dear and beautiful guests, Isabel, Kimberly, Andrew, George of the City, and El Doctor Cumbia.
Dr. Mysterio and the Mysterious Doctor.
Yes.
I can't help but to notice that you have played Soda Stereo on every sketch that you've been playing. What's up with that, man? Is your favorite band of all time, or tell me about it. Tell me.
Yes, I think you're very observant. How do you say observant with listening?
Listen,
turn, turn, huh?
You have long ears.
Oh, like a rabbit. Well, it is one of my favorite Argentinian bands, I have to confess. It's not necessarily the favorite, but it's like, yeah, top two or top three.
Which one is your favorite?
Well, I think it's a tie between Soda Stereo and Los Fabulosos Cadillacs.
Oh, interesting. That's no, definitely for me it would be Soda Stereo.
Yeah, and when we go to, in 43 minutes, when we go to Yuca Stereo in Spanish, you listen to Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. That's scheduled there.
Matador.
Not Matador, no. I don't play top 10 hits.
Okay.
I play obscure music.
Oh, so that's what they... That's it. There, hence your name, man.
Precisely.
Dr. Mysterio.
And thank you for this segue. So we just listened to Soda Stereo with Si No Fuera Por, If It Wasn't For, from their 1985 album Nada Personal. Before that, we listened to Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan from Pakistan with The Face of Love. And if you listened carefully, you would have heard Eddie Vedder's voice, because it was a little collaboration they did for the movie Dead Man Walking back in 1995. And then we started the set with Parlor Steps. They are from Vancouver here in Canada, and we listened to the song Soft Lies, which is part of their, well, I think it was 2010 or so, but the remastered version is from 2022 from their album The Hidden Names. And I'm assuming my guests now have a theme of conversation, right? Because we've been asking you to do so for 1 hour and 24 minutes.
I have a question.
There you go.
Yeah.
Please, Kimberly.
Well, the new year is coming. So.
Again.
So quickly. What do you want to do next year? Music-wise, like, is there a band that you want to see, or like all of you? Like, is there any?
Please repeat that last words.
In 2026,
all of you,
everybody,
everyone. Well, I'm gonna do Gary Oldman in The Professional. Everyone.
Yeah, is there a, I guess, New Year's wish for 2026, a band that you want to see, or somewhere where you want to go to see a band, a venue or anything like that? Does anybody have?
Well, sorry. Does anyone want to go first? Isabel, ladies first.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, just pull it. Pull it. There you
go. I want to see the Melvins.
Oh, really?
I never saw them, and I'm gonna fly anywhere.
That's an amazing show.
Haven't they come to Vancouver at some point?
They have. I think Andrew and I have seen them together.
Saw them at the
venue.
Now it's the Pearl.
The Pearl. Yeah.
The Melvins are good. I remember a couple of music videos, you know, back in the day, and they were good. Okay, well, so let's do a little research for Isabel to see the Melvins. Yes. Well, Kimberly?
For me, it's I definitely want to see the Foo Fighters because I've never seen them live, and they're coming to Vancouver. Oh. Tickets are very expensive, but I'm going to go. I don't care.
Well, you can also see the Queens of the Stone Age while you're at it.
Exactly. Queens of the Stone Age. I've already seen them three times, but
really? That's a surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially knowing your little boyfriend.
Exactly. He's obsessed. And then the other one is, I'd love to see Radiohead, and I know they're touring in Europe right now. So if they come to North America, I don't care where they go, I will follow.
But they say that the concerts are not that great, actually.
Oh, that's the feedback?
Yeah, they are saying that. They started in Madrid.
I still want to go.
Well, I apologize because I should have done this show like a month ago so that we have met Isabel, so that we could go all together to her aunt's place in Madrid and see Radiohead. Yes.
Yeah.
My apologies. I apologize profoundly about that.
Good bands.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to comment next?
Andrew.
I was thinking of seeing what festivals are going on again. I went to Riot Fest in Chicago 2018, 2019. That was a really good, reasonable, lots of bands. Cheap tickets. You could get them $150. So,
like for the 3 days or whatever?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You can get Airbnb for pretty good. This was before COVID, so I'm not sure if it's changed now, but
it's probably more expensive now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, plus the other factor. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. Not today.
Yeah.
Okay, so George of the City.
Okay, well, you know what? Surprise, surprise. I would love to see the Warning again.
I thought you were going to say me.
Yeah, no, sorry. I saw them in Mexico. It was their own concert. I went especially for that, and that was quite incredible.
At the Auditorio Nacional, that one?
Huh?
At the Auditorio Nacional?
At the Auditorio Nacional. They filled that place for 3 nights.
That's like the biggest, proper, like the biggest seated venue in Mexico City.
Yeah.
I saw it when I was in Mexico City, and I thought that would be a very cool venue to see a show in.
Did you went inside?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's a beautiful venue. And the sound is good. And let me tell you, I've seen the shows of there's some great bands and with great shows in it, and this show of this band in Mexico definitely rival some of the best concerts I've seen, the band of the wall. What's he?
Just Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Oh.
Definitely. That was
the band of the wall. I mean, imagine just my bloody association.
That was a brain gap there for a second. not enough oxygen.
it's a little warm in here, as you can tell, beautiful listeners. Sometimes our, the blood and or the oxygen does not reach the roof sometimes. I see. Okay. Cool. Dr. Cumbia?
I'm not done yet.
Excuse me.
There's more.
Only one band you're allowed to see, right?
Correct, yes.
I gave two.
She said three bands.
So I don't want to. I heard one.
No, but you gave two because they are on the same bill.
True.
You said Foo Fighters, but the other band is playing, so we're going to close your eyes and cover your ears not to hear them.
Or just show up late like I did with...
Like the Warning, Jesus.
Yeah, like you missed the best of the show, the Warning. Actually, Evanescence, I love the bassist though.